This is Anthony Kuhn in Leeds. Local people here were shocked early this morning to see West Yorkshire and London Metropolitan Police in body armor, Army Bomb Squad personnel, and white-suited forensic investigators on residential streets. Beginning at around 6:30 this morning, authorities cordoned off parts of several blocks and evacuated several hundred residents. Officers searched houses, made one arrest, and removed material in plastic bags. They also set off at least one controlled explosion, apparently to get safe entry into one of the houses. Several of the raided houses were here on Beeston Hill, a working-class neighborhood that over the years has welcomed many African and South Asian immigrants. By late afternoon, the streets of older row houses here were eerily quiet. Residents chatted on their stoops or trimmed their garden hedges. Children played by a police cordon as the occasional whiff of curries cooking wafted by. Aside from a recent increase in drug use and prostitution in the area, many residents here said it was a generally peaceful and friendly neighborhood.
Well, usually it's pretty quiet, really. Yeah, I'm quite surprised at what's gone on today, to be honest.
Band manager Adrian Haley and his dog stood outside their home on Tempest Road within sight of the police cordons. In his sleeveless T-shirt and blue-tinted sunglasses, Haley said most folks on his street pretty much kept to themselves. He expressed dismay at the possibility that homegrown extremists could have come from his neighborhood.
I think that if they were born and bred in the UK and they have been radicalized to a certain extent, then it is a shame, because I think the community around here try and, you know, enjoy living around here and try and be part of the community.
Up the street at a fish and chips shop called the South Leeds Fishery, Iftikhar Hussain was serving dinner to local residents. He said his boss lived in one of the houses that police searched in the morning.
My boss is Muhammad Tanmir, and he basically here from I think more than 30 years, and I think he came from Pakistan.
He said he was sure his boss was all right, but he hadn't heard from him today.
You know, today when I came here in the morning, I heard that some police guys, they raided at my boss' house, my owner's house. That was very surprising and very shocking for me, because they're very nice, very gentle, and, you know, very honest persons. All of their family members, they're very honest. If you talk to anyone here surrounding this or around this area, everybody will tell you that they are very nice and very, what you can say, very gentle they are, right? I don't know why it happened to them.
In the days since the bombings in London, Britons have had to face the possibility that the bombers were not foreigners, but natives who lived next door and appeared every bit as British as themselves. But UK media have quoted former Scotland Yard head Sir John Stevens as saying that as many as 3,000 British-born or British-based individuals may have passed through Al-Qaeda training camps overseas. Some of them, it seems, have come home with lethal new skills. Chief Constable Colin Cramphorn of the West Yorkshire Police urged locals to stay cool amid the tension.
They can be reassured that my officers are on patrol in greater numbers than is usual, and they will deal with any incidents that threaten the safety or security of the community. Finally, I ask that people continue to be calm, resilient, and measured in what they say and how they act. We cannot afford to let those who seek to undermine our society to succeed.
A spokesman for Prime Minister Tony Blair reassured towns and cities outside London that they would get the resources they need to guard against any terrorist threat. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Leeds.